Orla, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Ha'olim, leaves, v'halulavim, and soft shoots that come out. The Taisus Yonter brings the Rambam. They're branches that are very, very soft. Umegifanim. The Rav explains that during the time of Nisan, when one would cut vines, they were very moist and liquid would come out of them. Usmadar. So smadar, the Rav says, is that before a grape starts forming at the very beginning, so it's like a flat. It's like a flower that from that flower, the little grape part comes out. The Tiferes Sol explains that it's the earliest stage of a grape. Before that a grape becomes the size of a little bean, it's called a smadar. So all these cases, mutar ba'arla, uverivoi, uvenazir, all these cases are mutar for arla. The Rav explains because the Torah specifies the word as pirioi, and these are not peros, they're not the fruit itself. And also netarivoi, that in the fourth year that we know that you should eat in Yerushalayim, you can eat these without a pidyon, and you do not have to even eat in Yerushalayim, you can eat outside Yerushalayim, because also it's not called a fruit. And by Meister Shein, it also has to be a fruit, as the Torah says, called pirio, kodesh ilulim. Uva nazir, and it's also mutter in a nazir. Nazir is allowed to eat these things. Now here the Rav says, what's the reason? Not because it's not a fruit. Here he says because it's not considered a food. So Taisus Yontif asks this, but he asks this question in the next Mishnah. We'll see later. Mitzvah Shem. Vasurim ba'ashera. However, if these were bowed down to as avodah zarah, they become also like an asherah. Because there it's not totally in the fact that it's fruits. It's lo yidbak biyotcho mu'uma min acherim. Rabbi Yossi Omer hasmadar aser mibneshu peri. Rabbi Yossi asked the smadar because he held that it's the fruit. The Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Eliezer Omer hamabit b'sraf ha'orla aser. Rabbi Eliezer says that if a person would try to make cheese using the sap of an arla tree, and it doesn't make a difference, according to Rabbi Eliezer, whether or not it's sap from a fruit-bearing tree or sap from not a fruit-bearing tree, because we hold it as a chilek. And Rabbi Eliezer holds that even a fruit-bearing tree, the sap of such a tree is also considered like a fruit, and therefore you're having hana from a fruit, i.e. the sap of arla, and that you're not allowed to do. The Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Shamati b'perish ha'mamed b'srafa olam b'srafa ikarim mutter. Rabbi Yeshua said that I heard b'perish, that if a person tries to make cheese using sap of leaves or sap of roots, things like that, it's mutter. Because that's not, the sap is not called a fruit. It's not a fruit. B'srafa pagim aser mibnei shu peri. But sraf, sap that drips from fruits that didn't ripen their full amount, those are aser because those are peris, mibnei shu peri. Now Taisus Yontif explains that Rabbi Yeshua is specifically speaking about trees that produce other fruits. When Rabbi Yeshua says that if a person's mamed b'sraf of leaves, that's dafka in a tree that has fruits as well. So therefore, you can't say that the sap of such a tree is its fruit, because the tree has other fruits. Masha Enkein, if a tree has no fruits, there, Rabbi Yeshua, according to Taisus Yontif, Rabbi Yeshua would not be makel, because it could be that the sap of such a tree is considered its fruit. But then he entertains maybe arla is different, but he goes into this at length. And we've discussed this in the past in previous Masechtas as well.